Cedric Muhammad.
Some of what happens is people think that being political means jumping over the homeless person right in your own block so that you can get political overseas. This is a big problem with us in America. We lose our minds, it seems, that somehow you think people are living worse off than you. You have these tent cities everywhere now. Everywhere. But you can't politically attack that problem in a raw revolutionary way because you think it's something you can only vote on as a Democrat. So here's what I'm saying. You have some folks that are progressive, radical, and revolutionary when the subject matter is Africa or Iraq or Afghanistan, but they're not radical revolutionary or progressive when it comes to same type of struggles in America. They become Democrats. Very bougie almost when it comes to homelessness, exploitation, oppression in the hood. Very radical when it happens far away. Does that make sense? Okay. This show is worldwide. I got folks listening in Nairobi, Kenya, Kingston, Jamaica, London, England, which is why I'm wearing my London hat. I got a world to talk to. Send in your comments. Some of you all don't like that I played Keith Sweat for the men. I will play a song dedicated to women who are messing up their friendships with their male friends by trying to have more than just a platonic relationship. I have a song for you. We had to follow the teachings of Regina Bell. Keith Sweat for the men, Regina Bell for the women. So when you hit the store today, see if you see that Money Mayweather male fitness magazine, Men's Fitness. You may see that. You may be surprised to see that cover. For those that are just joining us again, let me give you the audio. Some of Governor Patterson's appearance on Meet the Press. Do you have a problem with any of this?
We are back, and joining us now in an exclusive interview, the Democratic Governor of New York, David Patterson. Governor, welcome.
Good morning.
It has been quite a week. If you go back to March of 2008, you were appointed governor after Eliot Spitzer's problem. New York's first African-American governor, the first legally blind governor. And now, almost a year and a half later, the headline in the New York Times last Sunday, and here it is, it says, Obama requests that Patterson drop campaign, meaning the campaign for 2010. What happened?
Well, David, first, before I begin, I spoke to Carolyn Maloney, one of New York's senior congressional members who lost her husband this weekend. And I know right after this you're going to do a tribute to Big Russ from Buffalo, also from New York, and I'll leave that to you, but just want to give condolences to all of the families. Right. I've had confidential conversations with the White House, and I'm not going to reveal what those conversations were, other than to tell you that the president has never told me not to run for governor.
Has it been made clear by the president or others working for him that they would like you not to seek re-election?
I mean, I've had conversations with them, but I don't. I think that the people of the state of New York are the ones who should choose their governor.
All right, but let's be very clear here about what happened. The president's team and others speaking on their behalf said to you, you should not run. Isn't that right?
I can't say that, David. There are people who have told me not to run. There are a lot of people who have told me not to run.
But the White House specifically said, don't run.
I don't know that.
You don't know that? You certainly know you don't have their support.
Well, David, the White House has a country to run, and I have a state to run. And there's politics that go on all the time. I'm blind, but I'm not oblivious. I realize that there are people who don't want me to run. I've never gotten an explicit indication authorized from the White House that I shouldn't run. But what I would say is what I think I should be doing is managing the affairs of my state, and when I run, making my case to the people and letting them decide who the next governor
should be. But fair enough. I just want to be clear on this point. They certainly sent the message, did they not, that you would not have their support if you ran, and they have concerns about you running and that you should not run.
They certainly sent the message that they have concerns, and I appreciate that. But let me just tell you at the outset, I am running for governor in 2010. I don't think that this is an issue other than for the people of the state of New York to decide.
So you agree with that poll that found 62% of New Yorkers believe that the Obama administration was wrong to intervene?
Well, what I agree with is that the overwhelming number of people in the poll would like to make that decision for themselves. I'll be running, and I, like other governors, want to make the case for why we've had to make the difficult decisions that we have made.
Let me ask about your reaction, because it was your wife who told the New York Post on Wednesday that you were stunned after these conversations at the White House. Michelle Patterson said her husband was shocked at the request, quoting her, "I think he was stunned. Like I said, this was very unusual." What stunned you?
Michelle was very protective of me. I don't know that I was stunned. I am not. I am not failing to stand up for my party. I fight for the priorities of my party. I am fighting for the people of the state of New York, who are having a very difficult time right now. I dare say a lot more difficult than I am. So I'm not going to run away from a fight when I know who I'm fighting for. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, David, that I haven't had a difficult week. But I, like a lot of New Yorkers and a lot of Americans, are having difficult weeks.
Oh, hell. Some of you all don't want to touch this subject. Governor Patterson was told to fall back. He's the first black governor of New York, told to fall back by the people of the first black president of the United States. Well, look, we're going to get into Shark Tank, the best and most important business show ever. I want to get this started off right. Last night I tweeted, some of you all still fighting the Twitter revolution, my man, the dean. You know what? Rod Guigno at Culver City, California is the dean of the show. That's what we'll call him. The dean of the show is fighting the Twitter movement. He has support now from the head coach of Texas Tech football team. We play that audio later. But let's get into Shark Tank. Our number three, as my mom might say. Incoming dance. Let's go.
Sobering, stimulating, and hot. It's the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Charlotte, we're rich. We're rich! You old fraud, why didn't you tell us?
I am not old. I couldn't tell you last night because I was celebrating last night. I stopped by Marion's on my way home this morning and had breakfast with her and told her that.
How much are we worth? Marion said that you said that we're stinking rich.
Marion always editorializes. Money has no odor.
Oh, especially lots of it.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
English, Vicky, English.
Are we millionaires?
Insanity. There's a wide streak of insanity in this family, Vicky, on your mother's side.
We have hit an oil gusher.
We what?
Oil, darling. The stuff that put Texas on the map.
You mean those worthless oil leases of ours?
A generous wedding present from me, which I trust you will remember and keep in mind.
How rich are we?
Well, there's a state law about only pumping out 80 barrels a day. Now, at $2 a barrel, that's
only $160 a day.
7 days a week?
Of course, oil is an act of God.
That's $1,100 a week.
And 27.5% tax-free.
What if we sold out?
My thoughts exactly. A capital gain.
But if we didn't sell out, we'd have an income for life.
For the love of money. Gotta get on the grind, giving it up to the 9-9. Too stupid because y'all get fallin' at the night time. Gotta get mine, hey, taking a search on the rocks and
top. Cedric Muhammad.
Call up my homie, take back home. Harlish in this match, get crowned. Get a lick, we can hit some quarter.
Cedric Muhammad,
like Coffee. Hit a club with a fist of work. My wit to the curb, come a swerving road cloud. To pick up the rest of my bullets and spray on the mission for calling up on now. Show, when it hit the bump, gonna ride like every day. With four more thugs, I'ma throw it and stroll it till we end up in the grave. And land, spinning in the top. We spotted the flesh and quickly rolled up. Gotta make that money, man. I thought of the project that's been showed up. Fuckin' the room, so drop it on time when I'm into the room. Them dumb, and I'm shaking the dice and hit them in naturals on the floor. And I'm looking lovely, you better not think it's funny. I'm coming up with it in that quads, cause flesh be loving is money. I'm giving up love to the house, we're gonna make that
shit. You're making
that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheese for the green leaf, never catch me straight. Stay on the grind, get my head down from a crime, and I hit it to 9-9. Gotta keep that bankroll, making me say a 40 people to die. Here's a finger for nigga that you be living. Gotta get what's mine, then feeling. Been kicking up dust on the trailer, feeling 187. That's how we live, that I got to have it in the night. What?
Cedric Muhammad.
Check a meal and still be real. Thugging on the clock, like creeping on the tumor. Won't sleep till
till I'm done up. Gotta blaze my gun up, hunt up another plot and gotta make some great flow. Gotta get that business on, even though the food around me's done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Tune in to the Watchman, Shaggy Muhammad.
Straight swinging rocks. Oh man, here comes a crooked ass cop. So I dash, I hide behind a tree, making sure the popos don't see me. Now my back's like a rock's, hell yeah. I stuck some police on my draws, I had the balls, and yeah, I still don't trust them. Now my game is tight, tight as hell is my game. Easy E, CPT, or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now those my trip on how I stack my grip. I got the habit, yeah.
Shaggy Muhammad.
Stupid sucker.
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Shaggy Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Every time, follow me down the 99, and you will find all of me kind. Check out the rips and nails, drop down, run them up out of me hood. Rips, like when I'm making me grip, when I'm a clip, follow me rope clip. The thug I did, put them in mud, buck them in pumper, for the love of money. With nothing to lose, roll with jokes, roll with thugs, it's going down.
Shaggy Muhammad.
Three rounds, gonna win them in kind, kind. Gonna make that money, man, it's still the same. Well, I think he's what bitches are ghost side of Iran. See, for the W done for the board, I reckon.
Get up on my brain, go for the stuff, gang. So people smith, keep me crawling up on the machine.
You are tuned into the Watchman, Shaggy Muhammad, and the Black Coffee Channel.
I'm the rest of on the mission for money. You give up the dance, not drop it down fast. Cause me and my partner was hungry. And if they was calling, you might get your blood to the temple. And I'm bone, bro, dogging. Just make this flip your simple and run. Tell me what's in
the Shaggy Muhammad.
Finding that for my rivers, remember me billionaire. I'm on a medieval, so even the digging you with it is tricky. We're stripping, I'll get you and rip you to work the ground. Get it up and stealing, making it feeling, gonna go killing. Needed a million, making me money with the thugs be chilling. For the money, these fools be killing, keep lying. Get it up and still get no from the brain, who's killing. And when I stick them, lick them, remember, I get them up for the bill of money.
Ooh, that's a hot intro. Ooh. I love the part when he says Cleveland. But by the way, where's Dawood from Dayton, Ohio? And we got a new viewer from Cleveland. I forget their name. Now, one of my five horsewomen, my closest female friends, she's checking in from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Hold on, let me put the camera on me. Now, she never catches the show, so she probably missed the first thing I said. Now, here's what she says to me. I think she missed hour number one. Hold on. She says, I'm touching the microphone too much. And Dar es Salaam, Tanzania is listening. Why are you hiding my eyes? I'll show my eyes in a minute. Then she says, hold on. She says, okay, good to see you. You look like you have lost so much weight. Now, the record for weight loss for me is 15 pounds I lost in 1 month when I was with Wu-Tang. When I was doing the Rage Against the Machine tour, I lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. So I don't know, man. You know, I told you all I was sick. I'm at 75%. Only the women believe this. See, this is what the women notice. So I thank you, my friend in Africa who's watching. I will show my eyes in hour number five. Let's get the Shark Tank. If you caught it last night, let me know. I tweeted during the show. I don't think I've lost 15 pounds this month, but it is. This may be the second greatest loss in weight. I do not have the package, y'all. Relax. The blood work was done. I'm good. Ooh, man, big subject. Let's check out entrepreneur number one last night on Shark Tank. The most important show in business. Please listen up, you entrepreneurs. wannabe. My book out next week. We'll get into all of this on a regular basis.
First into the Shark Tank is Leslie Haywood, a Southern housewife with a charming idea.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I'm Leslie Haywood, stay-at-home wife and mother, and I created a product for anyone that loves grilling. With all of this going on, it is hard to keep track of everything on the grill.
Okay, who the spicy chicken?
But my product is the solution.
Okay, hold on. I have an update. Another person I know has lost 13 pounds historically. Your greatest, if you want to tell me from a sickness, your greatest weight loss, 13 pounds in 4 days is the record. Now, I haven't weighed myself. I don't think I'm touching the record I set when I was on tour with Wu-Tang. But again, this is a Shark Tank number one. If you have a weight loss, dramatic weight loss from sickness, let me know.
Every griller's problem. When I am not busy being short order cook, head nose wiper, taxi driver, I am very busy being founder, president, CEO, marketing guru, and bookkeeper for my grilling gadget empire. I actually have been out to Shark Tank once before, and right before I was getting ready to walk in the Shark Tank, I got a call from my mom, and my father had passed away very suddenly and unexpectedly. As a matter of fact, one of the last things he said was he asked my mom not to call me because he didn't want to be the reason why I missed out on this opportunity. I had to come home and we had to bury him. It was the most devastating thing I had ever been through. A few weeks later, I got this call from the Shark Tank saying that I got this second chance. When I walk out there, I know that he will be with me and he will be cheering for me the whole way. Hi, I'm Leslie Haywood, creator of Grill Charms. I'm seeking $50,000 in exchange for 25% equity in my company. Where I come from, we grill year-round. Now, I don't know if you've ever had this problem, but when you go to a cookout or barbecue and you serve a platter full of food, a lot of times you can't tell which is which. You can't tell which one is rare and which one's medium rare. Or maybe you have a spicy piece of chicken, but you weren't prepared for it, and it lights you on fire. Or maybe you have health or allergy concerns. Well, I have invented a product called Grill Charms that solve all of these problems and more. They are solid stainless steel charms that you put in your food before you grill. There's four collections for different purposes. The steak collection, which is MR for medium rare, then you have medium well, etc. Then for the spicy collection, you have a picture of a pepper on fire, if you like it hot, and then there's two other collections for different purposes.
Where do you sell them?
I'm in 103 independent retail stores across the U.S., Canada, and Sweden.
Who does the selling?
I'm doing the selling.
You can sell anything.
You're a sort of one-man shop. So
I am.
Can we see a sample of all your
stuff? Absolutely, sure.
What are your sales today, Leslie?
Well, I just started here, so this past year we did $60,000. And just to give you an idea about the passion and determination, I went from spicy light bulb moment, literally at a dinner party that I hosted, to having my product on store shelves in a year and a half. In between that time, I had a little run-in with breast cancer at the age of 34, so that slowed me up just a little bit.
That slowed you up just a little bit.
Yes, but even that didn't stop me.
Leslie, what does this sell for?
Six charms that retails in stores for $19.95. It's the perfect gift item. So you've got the grilling industry, the gifting industry, then we have the licensing. Every sports team, every tailgater needs their own set.
Do you know how many grills George Foreman sold, by the way? 100 million grills. Okay, so grilling is huge.
It is
right?
Huge. It is huge.
What are you going to do with the 50,000?
I am going to use that to really womp up at trade shows, because if you want to run with the big dogs, you've got to bark, and that's what I need to do. Either that or direct to TV, you know. I got my eye on you.
you're the real deal. You got something here. The challenge, it's not really a company yet. It's a product and one that's working.
Well, it's funny. I know a guy who's good at that, so...
But wait a second, Robert. You interrupted me and I was about to make an offer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So...
I didn't mean to get in the way of your offer. Go ahead, make the offer.
Silence, please. I was sort of tenderizing you for my offer. I think what I would do is I'd give you $50,000 for 50% of the business or the product, which is all it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a 7% royalty on it.
Leslie, yeah. I wouldn't take his offer. I can beat the offer. I can bring more to the table, okay? Because he says it's not a business, it's
right.
a product.
Right.
A product is a business.
Right.
My offer is... You need the money, but you need the expertise, and I have the expertise in developing the television, the infomercial side, but I would say I would give you the $50,000. Forget the royalty, but I do want 50% of the company.
Leslie, I want in on that deal. Kevin, I'm not sure you need me, but maybe I could put up more than half the money, because I think this is one of the best ideas we've seen. So, Kevin, will you let me in on that deal if I put up $30,000 of the money, and we each get 25%.
Wait. Before they start colluding together on the deal, I do believe that Kevin, the nice Kevin, is...
You're talking about me again?
...is the best person to do the deal. Robert has no idea about how to sell to retailers. You know you ever go in the store and you see As Seen on TV?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So that is where my ability is. So this could be in stores as well. So, I would like to come in half, and you don't need bad Kevin or pretty Rob in the deal.
Well, thank you for calling me pretty, Damon.
Thank you for calling me back.
Wow.
I'd like to get...
I just want to clear the field a little. I love the idea you have four grown men romancing you, half because your product is great and half because you're so damn pretty.
Barbara... I didn't even notice how pretty she was.
I'm sure not.
I'm just enamored with the product. So, Kevin...
I'm out.
Harrington, yes. I just want to be clear. You've kicked me out of the deal. Is that what you've done? I would love to participate. I want part of this deal.
I have to say this, okay? I'm going to do the television. Damon can do the retail. And I don't think a third partner is going to make sense here.
Oh, forget that. Leslie, I'll give you the $50,000 for 25%, exactly what you were
and
asking.
And no at. Assistance. He will give you no assistance, Leslie.
Leslie, there's other TV guys out there. He doesn't own the monopoly for stuff to flog on TV.
So you get 75% of a small pie with Robert. You get 50% of a big pie with me and Damon.
They barely let him in retail stores to shop, let alone put some product in
there. I am disgusted by your greed. I am disgusted by it.
What happened to my offer? What am I, chopped liver over here with?
I don't like the royalties.
Listen, let me ask you a question. When you started your business,
yes.
Did you start to give up half of it? I built my business out of my house with credit cards by myself
right.
and sold it for $150 million, which may be small to Kevin, but I owned 100%
Leslie,
of it.
Leslie, we all did that.
Leslie, listen to me for a second. These numbers are rounding errors. I sold my business for $3.2 billion.
And that's why he's trying to screw you on a royalty.
Absolutely not. Noise. This stuff is rounding errors.
All right, Leslie, we have two deals.
Okay.
We all know Kevin's deal is a waste of time.
No, it isn't.
We all know Kevin. Okay, so we have three deals.
Well, this is unbelievable. I mean, of course, I came out here and I was gunning for you. I mean, really.
I'm very sad to hear that.
That is who I initially thought my product would be a perfect fit for. But, you know, I mean, you guys have just really, really given me a lot to think about. I think I do need to step outside and mull this over just for
okay,
a minute.
Okay, please do.
Okay.
I want you to make the right decision.
You're pressuring her.
That is one tough woman.
Hi, hon. Good news, I think. I've got all of the sharks but one fighting over me. A couple of them want 50% of the business, and I just don't know if I'm willing to give up that much control. And then I've got another shark that will give me exactly what I'm asking for, but he doesn't bring enough to the table.
Well, 49%.
Yeah. Even though they say that they're not going to budge, I got to give it one more shot. I need that number to come down just a little bit.
You're like little high school boys giggling about the pretty girl.
That is absolutely not true.
I really have a problem with the 50%.
Leslie, hang on. Are you saying no to my offer?
No. No, no. But I do want this offer. It's the 50% that's killing me. Because I really, the expertise, it is there.
I'm getting a strange feeling you don't like me.
I do like you. I just don't know that I can work with you.
Oh! Are you kidding?
I like her even more.
Finally, somebody being honest.
Come on. You got to be kidding.
No, yeah.
My offer is 50%. There is no other offer.
There is no other offer.
That's the 49?
Deal. 49?
No, I can't. It's 50 or no deal.
I would be the same. 50 or no deal.
You got to make a decision. What's it going to be?
Leslie has two offers on the table. Robert is offering what she asked for, $50,000 for 25% of the business. Damon and Kevin Harrington are also offering $50,000, but they want half of her business. However, Leslie had her heart set on making a deal with Kevin Harrington, who sold billions with his infomercials.
My offer is 50%.
I would be the same, 50 or no deal.
Wow, this is interesting.
My offer still stands, Leslie, because I believe in you. I think you're going to do it. Anybody that comes from their house as a housewife, starts all this, beats cancer along the way, you're going to do it. This is all noise.
1% is minuscule, okay, because we're equal partners. Don't let 1% blow the deal.
Harrington's going to dump you like a cold potato if the product doesn't sell. You know that.
Enough chatter. Let's do it.
Wait, just before you make a decision.
You're out.
No, I'm not finished. I'll give you the $50,000 for 20% of the business with my royalty structure in place and the full confidence because I will not be a control partner.
Leslie, why don't you tell this guy he's out? You can't stand him. Get rid of him.
Leslie, you know what she said about you while you were out there? She said the only reason we're talking to you is because you're a pretty woman. And I found that insulting.
She's sexist.
I found that insulting.
Barbara!
You believe in yourself. Make a decision.
I
you
do.
Know you can do it.
I do. I didn't get this far giving up my baby. And I just can't give it up. I'm gonna go with Robert.
Woo! What a surprise.
It's the right decision.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You did the right thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you. You should never give up 50%.
I know. I just can't. I can't.
You know what? You can't do it.
Unbelievable.
What a
Thanks,
surprise.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's what happens when you try to screw me over, Harrington.
I went in there going for Kevin Harrington because he's the TV guy. That's who I thought that I needed. But then Robert, I just connected with him, and I really think that he has my best interest at heart. And I so look forward to working with him. It's going to be great.
She made a crazy wrong decision.
She did not make a poor decision.
Do you understand that I have sold $6 billion worth of product around the world?
And what, I'm supposed to be impressed by that?
You're both bozos. I'm going to call her up and do it for 10%.
Okay, I'm back. Now, listen, I tweeted last night, in case you missed it. Damn, this beat is kind of funky. Better bring this back. Last night I tweeted, and every week that this show Shark Tank is on, I will be doing that. I thought that this entrepreneur made a mistake, had an excellent product, but she valued her business too low. Hold on, let me hold up my book again. Out next Tuesday, October 7th. Damn, this beat is hot. Okay, now look. Entrepreneurial Secret, Volume 1. Boom. Volume 2 talks about valuation, how to value your business. So this entrepreneur made a mistake of valuing her business too low. That's why all of the sharks jumped all over it, because they knew they could see a bargain a mile away. But we talk about that in my book, how to value your business so that you don't go into a negotiation and lose your shirt. She did an excellent job though, because now she had enough equity. As I tweeted last night, she maintained enough equity. She can bring in a second round of investors. Very important. She can raise money again. So you entrepreneurs, you want to learn the science of valuation, get my book. Never enter a negotiation without having valued your business first. Now we got some other weight loss moments of note. Again, we want to know, I think I may have lost over 10 pounds in 1 month. I'm not sure. My all-time record is 15, August of 1997, rolling with Wu-Tang. I lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. I do not have the package. I did take an HIV test. I'm good. I was gonna make a t-shirt out of my test results. I made them email me my blood test results. B-Side Banger, my man, he's from the ATL. Stay tuned, B-Side Banger. We're going to talk about Brick City next hour. B-Side Banger said he lost 20 pounds and then had to hit Ramadan after that. Does that count? Yes, absolutely. One year I gained 5 pounds during Ramadan because I had a sister who was a master chef who I paid her to cook for me, and I was going to the gym working out. Madris guy from Edgewood, Maryland said that Madris has lost 6 to 7 pounds in about 5 days, and that was scary. If you lost a lot of weight quick, let me know. I want to hear about it.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Shedrick Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. You never know when to go.